This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power of small acts. Recently, we talked about the impact of small gifts. Well, small acts of kindness can also be impactful. Sometimes our minds can be wired to think that major blessings stem from major acts. This is not always the case. Many times we might go the extra mile for someone or inconvenience ourselves in a way that the other person will never know, although God always knows. When I turn to the scriptures, I am reminded of Rebekah's story. So in Genesis 24, Abraham directs his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac. The servant loads up 10 camels with all sorts of gifts for this future wife. When he reaches this small town at the end of his journey, he meets a woman named Rebekah and asks her for a drink of water. She not only provides him a drink of water, but offers water to all of his camels. We can only assume to what extent Rebekah inconvenienced herself because of all the trips she had to make back and forth to the stream to provide water for these 10 camels. Obviously, the servant saw something special in Rebekah, and so he asked her if she would marry Isaac, and she said yes. It's interesting how Rebekah starts out in a servant role, but after her small acts of kindness, she leaves town with servants of her own. So Rebekah's story is a perfect reminder of the power of small acts of kindness. So as you ponder today your next act of kindness, remember these words: whoever brings blessings will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Proverbs 11:25. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember who sees your acts of kindness first.